Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the impact of drought in the Brazilian Amazon and 2025 outlook. Part 1: Crisis Overview. In 2023 to 2024, the Brazilian Amazon faced severe drought conditions driven by the combination of climate change-induced temperature anomalies, deforestation, and the effects of the 2023 to 2024 El Niño climate pattern, which brought below average precipitation and above average temperatures to the region. This 18-month drought is considered the most intense since national drought monitoring began around 1954, with immediate and long-term impacts on both communities and the environment. The outlook for 2025 remains uncertain. By the 23rd of January, most of the Amazon states were experiencing a below-average rainy season. Precipitation forecasts anticipate that the rainy season may not be enough to induce a full recovery from the drought or prevent the risk of widespread wildfires in 2025, especially across several parts of the Brazilian Amazon. The start of the rainy season in late 2024 was delayed and weaker than usual, and, according to Brazil's National Center for Monitoring and Warning Natural Disasters, the Amazonian rivers have yet to return to their normal levels. In 2023 to 2024, drought affected 59% of Brazil, causing water shortages and a severe loss of livelihoods and crops. The areas worst affected include the states of Acre, Amazonas, Mato Grosso, Rondônia, and Tocantins, which form part of the Amazon region in the northwestern and central western parts of the country. At least 42 indigenous territories, accounting for 53% of Brazil's indigenous areas, were affected. Data from the Integrated Disaster Information System shows that 2,850 indigenous families were affected, many becoming isolated, as rivers dried up and cut access to healthcare, nutrition, water, protection, and education. The Brazilian part of the Amazon basin encompasses 251 cities, 3,671 non-indigenous localities, 161 villages, and around 2,521 indigenous villages. It has been estimated that millions of people have been affected in at least 130 municipalities across the country. By November 2024, the drought had affected at least 745,000 people in Amazonas and Acre states alone, including 269,000 children. Of those affected, approximately 330,000 individuals residing in riverside communities and in over 2,200 indigenous villages faced the worst effects. The situation was worsened by wildfires, which occur annually as a result of cattle and agriculture practices. The drought has sharply increased wildfires since mid-2024, with over 27 million acres burnt by early October, a 120% rise from the same period in 2023. These wildfires affected over 680 municipalities, around 18.9 million people, including many already affected by the drought in the Amazon region. Living conditions and access to basic needs and services in drought-affected communities are further aggravated by the presence of armed groups that indiscriminately exploit natural resources, recruit communities for illegal activities, or forced displacement. The combination of drought and insecurity has hampered access to the states in northwest Brazil, particularly Amazonas states. The reduced access to rivers and isolation heightens vulnerability to economic, social, and physical exploitation, including human trafficking, forced labor, and abuse. Women are particularly affected, as they often bear the financial and emotional burden when drought reduces crop yields or livestock. Part 2: Climate Projections for Drought-Affected States. Short-term projections above average rainfall in January 2025. On the 6th of January, the National Institute of Meteorology anticipated that above average rainfall would continue in most of the Amazon states in Acre, Amazonas, Pará, and Tocantins states despite a late start to the rainy season. The Amazon region had experienced, by December 2024, near normal precipitation, with above-average rainfall recorded in Acre, Amazonas, Pará, and Tocantins states with the exception of Roraima and Mato Grosso states, where precipitation was anticipated to be below normal. This rain provided relief to drought-affected communities and increased river water levels in the Amazon basin. It is necessary to monitor rainfall levels in the coming months, however, to confirm whether the region will overcome the extreme drought. The Rio Negro water level, for instance, remains significantly below the average for this time of year. La Niña conditions began in early January 2025 and are expected to persist through February-April. La Niña typically brings above average rainfall to Brazil's northern and northeastern regions, while the central southern states face drier conditions and heat waves. This year, the effects may be weakened by above average global temperatures. During the February to April period, rainfall is likely to be near or above average across northern parts of the Brazilian Amazon, Omapa, northern and central Amazonas, and northern parts of Pará state will experience this thanks to typical La Niña patterns. The southeastern states of the Brazilian Amazon, however, including Maranhão, Mato Grosso, Rondônia, and Tocantins, are likely to receive below average precipitation. In the southern parts of the Brazilian Amazon, temperatures are also expected to remain above average during the same period. Long-term projections: recovery from drought conditions may be slower than anticipated. In the worst drought-affected states, recovery may not even happen at all. Between January to October 2024, temperatures in the Amazon region were up to 5.1 degrees Celsius above what is considered normal for these months, causing severe damage to nature. Drought conditions make the soil dry and compact. Since the start of the drought, the soil has become less absorbent, delaying the replenishing of groundwater and making areas experiencing above average precipitation or extreme precipitation events more susceptible to flooding and landslides. This may affect lives and livelihoods, including causing infrastructure damage, crop losses, and livestock losses. Drought conditions are likely to increase displacement to urban centers and other regions of Brazil. Part 3: Humanitarian Access. Increased rainfall, which is set to last until March, has raised river water levels, improving navigation in certain areas. Water levels are crucial to access conditions, as rivers provide access to many areas of the Amazon region. As such, drought conditions are a significant challenge, potentially causing rivers to dry up. By the 22nd of January, many rivers' water levels remained below average for this time of year, and affected areas in states such as Maranhão remained inaccessible via river as a result. The poor road network limits access to some areas of the Amazon region, compounded by a lack of local government presence in remote areas. Most people in the region have to walk at least 1 hour to reach the nearest road. Acre, Amazonas, Pará, and Rondônia are the states where access is most affected. Above average rainfall in some parts of Amazonas, Pará, and Tocantins states is expected to cause power outages, falling trees, flooding, and electrical discharges, further affecting access. There are reports of an expanding armed group presence across various states, which could further strain areas already affected by drought and constrain humanitarian access. The presence of armed groups also increases the risk of forced community displacement, both indigenous and not, as well as the risk of child recruitment and protection challenges. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.